What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is the home of positive business talk, and we're thrilled that you have joined us. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us for a boost of positivity into your day. All right. So, Eric, I love taking quizzes. I don't know why. It must be all my years of reading Vogue.
It's a self-discovery thing.
Well, I found livecareer.com has a bajillion quizzes on how to pick your major, how to know when you're ready for a career move, like all of this stuff. Are you a team player? Should you make a career change? All this. But they have a quiz on here that helps you to decide, are you ready to take the leap from being an employee to an entrepreneur? So from worker to owner.
All right.
He says, if you have a passion for providing a good or a service and a desire for the freedom and lifestyle choice of running your own business, then it's at least time to consider making the move. And so how to find out if you're ready to start and run your own small business. Let's take this assessment.
Okay.
And find out. So, Eric, I'm going to quiz you.
You're going to quiz me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
All right. Do you have a clear vision for your business and the products and services you provide?
Yes, I do.
Are you confident you can carve a niche for your business?
A what?
Niche.
Oh, a niche.
Niche.
Yes. Yes, I'm confident of that.
Do you have the mental tenacity to manage?
Why are you laughing?
Record keeping, all the aspects from establishing ownership type to handling record keeping to making client pitches. Yeah, you do have the mental tenacity for that.
Yeah. After that giggle, I think you should push yes.
I long to control my own fate rather than relying on some large corporate entity.
I agree with that as well.
Are you comfortable losing the typical employer-provided benefits, such as health care, life insurance, and pension contributions?
Define comfort.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, but I'm not comfortable
not
with
comfortable
that.
Not comfortable with no. that? Mm-mm. But you're going to get your own, but we'll say no. Right? I am tired. This person's not cynical. Tired of giving my life to some organizational entity that overworks me, underappreciates me, and can downsize me at any moment.
That was never my experience, so I'm not going to say yes to that. I'll say no to that.
You'll say no to that? But, talk about the wording.
You can clearly see his disposition or her disposition from where they came. But for me, I enjoyed the work that I was doing, but it was time to do something different.
Okay, how about this one? You have strong time management, project management, and organizational skills.
One out of three ain't bad.
I know. I was really surprised that they put them all in there together.
Yeah.
Time management, organizational.
Not so much time management, not so much organization. But
project management,
I got that down.
So they ask you, though, yes or no?
I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. Always been good at managing money and realize it'll be even more important to be careful with my finances in my own business.
I think that one slipped past me as well.
Most definitely a high-energy self-starter.
Absolutely.
I've analyzed my risk tolerance, and I'm mentally and financially prepared to leave a steady paycheck behind for the unknowns of getting paid.
Do we take into account the frontal lobotomy that I had earlier in the year? Sure, go ahead.
I have space in my home or elsewhere that I can use to exclusively run my business.
I'm creative that way.
I feel I have strong or at least better than average communication skills.
Absolutely.
I can do the marketing, branding, and selling needed to make my business known and in demand, or at least learn how.
I've discovered ain't nobody going to do it for me.
I have hopes and dreams for what my business can become, but I'm also realistic about the prospect for both the short and long term.
Absolutely.
I have a good network of contacts or feel I can build that network quickly to serve as both a support group and a business lead generator.
Had to build the contacts, but yes.
Love challenges and see myself as both an innovator and a problem solver.
Absolutely.
I'm ready to own my own time, control my fate, and have my work mean something.
Well, it almost makes it sound sexy. I don't think anybody's ready for it, but let's say yes anyways.
I'm ready to start and run my own business without any assurances that it will succeed.
Well, it's because there aren't any.
There aren't any. I know how to present a professional image to my clients and customers.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I've analyzed my strengths and weaknesses and confident I have the skills and passion to start and run a business.
Mostly on the passion side.
I have analyzed the opportunities and threats for my business, and I'm sure that the opportunities outweigh any threats.
Well, we just don't talk about the threats.
We just don't talk about that.
Those are in the rear view.
I have a clear strategy and a business plan.
Yes.
I am prepared for a much more solitary work environment, both away from interactions of colleagues and coworkers, as well as the support of team members.
No.
I want more time for myself, for vacations, hobbies, but understand that while working for myself enables me to plan my own time, the business alone can be all-consuming.
Say that again.
I want more time for myself, hobbies, vacation, family. But I also understand that while working for myself enables me to plan my own time, the business can be all-consuming.
Yeah, I'm going to say no to that. I agree with the business is all-consuming, but again, they lumped everything in the same boat. What is a vacation?
I have a competitive spirit that will push me to achieve my goals even during slow times.
As it is today, yes, go for it. When you met me,
not so much. Okay, and then the final question. I'm ready to make my business my life and vice versa.
Yes.
All right, so now I'm going to submit that.
Okay.
And see if I get an answer from them.
Music.
Do, 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 do. Oh, we should do our hashtag kindness act of the day while I'm waiting for my.
Very easy to do that. Your hashtag kindness act of the day is simply this: breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, and do it multiple times, but just to the point right before you pass out. From hyperventilation, we want you to slow down and realize no matter what it is you're going through today, it's probably going to be okay. And that is your hashtag kindness act of the day. It's kindness exercised in your direction.
All right, so here's what happened.
Okie doke.
I hit submit.
Yeah.
It says error 404.
Oh.
The page you were looking for no longer
exists. Doesn't exist. Okay.
Perhaps you can.
Well, we have a broken link on that website. Here's what really happened in that whole thing is we went through all those various elements that we say, you know, that cover whether or not I should become an entrepreneur or stay with the day job. And ultimately, it boils down to this, folks. If you believe that you can, you will. If you believe that you can't, you're also right. You won't. And so if you're ready for it, then feel free to do a couple of things. Number one, make sure that you have, I'm going to say a good 6 months worth of salary in your savings to absorb the absolute mandatory cost of starting something new. Unless you are Superman, you're probably not going to start making a profit on day one with whatever it is you choose to do. So give yourself some time to amp up and ramp up your business. Secondarily, I think that, if you really feel like I don't need the comfort of the insurance policy or I don't need the comfort of your 9-to-5 steady paycheck, in order to go out and do what you want to do, then by all means, go do what you want to do because your passion will fill in the gaps of the things that you really need. Now, I'm a big fan of that medical insurance, so make sure that you stay covered somehow. Be wise in the process. But I really think that When you're done on your 9-to-5 journey, you'll know it, and your employer will know it. And in many cases, you have this golden opportunity to make it such that your employer wishes you well.
You know, there's something too. Like if you know that you're heading down the path of wanting to start your own business and you have a job, then use the security and safety net of that job to fund your business for a while, right? And so it can be the main investor for your business and that safety net for you while you're growing that business.
You bet.
Because I think a lot of times what ends up happening is you know you hate your job, and you know that maybe you decide you want to have your own business. But you wait until you're so frustrated and fed up with the job. You quit your job. You make an emotional decision. And then your business isn't up and running yet.
Yeah.
And it could have been. There you could have, I mean, really, in a year from now, all the different places. And if it grows faster.
Right.
And it is now that you don't need your day job because your business has taken over.
Then feel free to jump off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, especially if you have a job, you can keep it. And use, you know, kind of siphon off. Look, I've got my overhead expenses are covered. And maybe there's even a little bit extra here that will fund my side gig.
There you go, folks. If you're thinking about quitting the 9-to-5 and starting your entrepreneur, exercise the hashtag kindness act of the day. Breathe and make a wise and informed decision. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Tussie and Eric Raymer, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, we do appreciate you for tuning in today. Excited about this next segment.
Right, we're going to talk about managing to make a difference. It's a brand new book out by Larry Sternberg. He says, becoming a manager is an exciting milestone step in any career, right? More responsibility, higher company profile, but all too often, managers with the talent and ability to exceed their performance requirements fall short because they don't receive adequate training in leadership and team building. The book, Managing to Make a Difference, is the answer for middle managers all across industries looking for a turnkey system to boosting their skill set. And Larry Sternberg, he's a senior executive at management consulting firm Talent Plus Incorporated. He served as a vice president with the Portman Hotel Company and as general manager with the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. Nice. His areas of expertise include employee engagement, empowerment, mentoring, and leading change. Larry Sternberg, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Larry, the pleasure is all ours, and we're thankful for your time. Let's start with this. When talking about how to manage a new employee and making sure that that new employee is properly learning about the job and the company, you suggest that they do so, the manager trains, without using the follow Shirley method. What is the follow Shirley method?
The follow Shirley method is very informal and not organized at all. The new employee starts, nobody's expecting this employee. The employee shows up for his or her shift, and the manager is busy, and he says, here's how you're going to learn your job. Shirley, come on over here.
Right.
Follow Shirley for the day. That's the follow Shirley method.
Okay, that's how I learned.
Yes, that's how I learned as well, and that's how many people learn. There's a way to upgrade the follow Shirley method, because what happens, of course, is the new employee only learns the things that Shirley happens to be doing on that shift. The new employee probably doesn't learn anything about safety. Where are the fire extinguishers? What happens in the? How long would you like a new employee to go and be able to kill everybody because they haven't learned where the fire extinguisher is? And Shirley is probably not going to tell them that. So the upgrade from the follow Shirley method is that you, the new manager, you make a list that answers the following question. What is everything a new employee needs to know and be able to do this job properly? Now, when the employee is following Shirley, they're working off that list. And by the way, it's Shirley's day off tomorrow, so the new employee comes back, and now they have to follow Jose. But if there's this list, Jose can see what was checked off yesterday by Shirley, right, and continue to move through the list. And this way, you, the manager, know that the training is being done because you can look at the list every day and see what the new person has learned, and it isn't just haphazard. So that's what we mean when we when we say avoid the follow Shirley method.
Right. It's almost like having that pilot's checklist, right? Before every time they take off, they have that whole list of everything they need to do. And so it's creating this list. This is what your job you would need to have. And I think this probably is something that most managers never do. Larry, how often have you found that this list actually already existed before you walked into a company?
Almost never.
Yeah.
And it just makes everyone's life so much easier. And quite frankly, it can be a little bit frustrating to make the list. But you don't need a big, hairy training manual.
Right.
You can, particularly for a small business, just make the list.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised at how much easier it makes everyone's life.
I love the list for the other reason, and that is that it cross-trains employees to spread the training across all different platforms, different arenas, and so much more well-rounded.
Right. Shirley probably forgot where the fire extinguishers were, right?
Exactly. Do you know where they are in the building you're in right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Point made. let's move on with our interview. All right, Larry. What is you talk about? And we're big fans of acronyms. So you've got what you call the GIFT formula, and it helps people grow and self-actualize. Talk about that, if you will.
I certainly will. So the word GIFT, if you spell it backwards, it's T-F-I-G, and that stands for talent plus fit times investment equals growth. And to explain that, very simply, talent is aptitude. The way we use the word talent, it's a synonym for aptitude. It's your God-given potential to excel at something. Then what you do, though, with your employees then, and with your children, by the way, is understand what their gifts are, understand what their aptitudes are, the things they naturally do well and like to do. And then you determine what's the best fit for somebody with that configuration, with those aptitudes, with those strengths. What's the best fit for them? And where their natural behaviors just happen to lead to success. So when you understand somebody's talent, their gifts, and you can put them in the right fit where those are the gifts necessary to excel at whatever that job is, then when you invest in growing them in those areas, you get a huge amount of rapid growth. You get a big return on your investment of time, effort, and money, as opposed to working on weaknesses.
I love that.
Absolutely. I got to tell you this right now. I've never said this over the air ever to anyone. I am going to absorb this book, and then I'm going to come back and ask you to be my mentor. I'm not joking.
By all means.
Wow.
I'm happy to do that.
What an honor it is to you took an acronym and made it backwards and
put
a multiply sign in it. And wow.
We're talking with Larry Sternberg, author of Managing to Make a Difference, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talents for Maximum Performance. He's actually with Talent Plus Incorporated, but he served as the Vice President of Human Resources with the Portman Hotel Company and as General Manager with the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. And the accolades you received from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel have just been over the top. How do you want people to connect with you, Larry?
People can go to our main website, which is www.talentplus.com, or they can go to the microsite, managetomakeadifference.com, where there are links on there to buy the book, and there's other materials on there that connect with the book to help people apply what's in the book. My co-author, Dr. Kim Turnage, and I are very, very big on making sure we help people actually implement what's in the book and not just read it and say, gee, that sounds good.
Well, you've accomplished more in 10 minutes than you have, than many people have as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Really very impressed with not only the book and the conversation, but also with the opportunity to connect with you. Give that website one more time.
The website is managetomakeadifference.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. And this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. As we continue our conversation, we're talking about building up people and strong leadership.
Right, but on a daily basis, leaders face the challenge that they must decide if they're going to follow their ego-centered inclinations or lead for the good of everyone. Will you choose for the short-term profit or long-term gain? In the inspiring book, Lead True, Live Your Values, Build Your People, Inspire Your Community, CEO Emeritus and Executive Advisor at Gunderson Health System, Jeff Thompson has masterfully compiled stories from the business side, healthcare, and education fields, illustrating how leaders can develop long-term high-quality work while serving the community and securing financial success for their organization. Jeff Thompson, welcome to Experience Pros.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having the time. That was a great introduction. It's pretty clear you have a good handle on the material.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program. And Jeff, let's start here. Your book is divided into four sections, and it involves self and people, organization, and then the community. Let's start with the self section. What do we need to assign to ourselves and learn as it relates to leading true?
I think the most important thing is that you don't have to be, and that's why I included so many different stories from so many different parts of the community and even within an organization. You don't have to be the CEO. You don't have to be a senior vice president. You can have a small shop or a big shop. You can still live your values and compete, but it isn't good enough just to say, these are my values and put them on the wall. You have to have the courage to follow them and then to follow through on that courageous stand. You need discipline to make sure you stay with it even when it's not convenient, when it's hard, and then durability for the long term, as Angel was saying. It's not a quick fix. This is not about quick fixes. This is the long term health and well-being of the community, the long term health and well-being of your organization and your staff. And so if you have a strong set of values, you support those values with courage, discipline, and durability.
Courage, discipline, and durability.
Like it.
Right? And so we're given the roadmap for how to lead true. I think so often we think we have to put our values aside, but really that's what we bring to the table and
right.
Bringing everybody on board. Okay, so in Lead True, another section is the people. And I'm guessing this is the people in our team, yes?
Sure, that's our team and the people you bring in and the people you train. And it talks about your responsibility for your staff. So if you lead, it doesn't mean you're a rules police. It doesn't mean you're the judge and executioner. It means you're responsible for their well-being. Rather than just holding them accountable to do little tasks, you're responsible for their growth, for their success. It's a different mindset than a lot of leaders may have had in the past, and I believe it's an opportunity, especially with our current generation, to really show them that they have an opportunity to participate in moving the organization, no matter how big or how big your department is, forward.
Right, I think a lot of times people get just so stuck on this is the task, this
right.
is the job description.
Yeah.
But so you shifted on the people and their strengths, but you have then organization is a whole different category.
It's a little more
How
global.
Is that different?
Well, the organization is putting things together and saying we're all in it for a greater good. So if you tie the people, what kind of people do you want? You want people that are willing to live their values, to respect everyone, to aim, to work very, very hard, but shoot for a goal bigger than themselves. When you start collecting people like that together, now you can put an organization together that can be outwardly facing. So as a healthcare system, our financial goal was to become more affordable for the community. It wasn't to dominate the world and take over. Now, were our finances good? Yeah, they're very good. Did we save money? We saved money. But our goal was to make it more affordable, and we accomplished. We did make it more affordable, not as far as I like to make it, but that was the goal. It's outwardly facing.
We're talking with Jeff Thompson, the author of the book Lead True, Live Your Values, Build Your People, Inspire Your Community. Jeff, how do you want our listeners to follow you?
I think the easiest way to get more information is to go to my website. I have a website that's just jeffthompsonmd.com. So it's pretty simple. And on that, there are a free chapter of the book and explanations of other things that I've written about leading or about healthcare, about a variety of topics. And so people can browse and look at that. And I think that's a good place to take a look and get a feel for how we as a group of values-focused people built some exceptional organization.
You know, Jeff, this is maybe a little off script. Were you ever in the military?
No, I wasn't. I was in the Vietnam group.
Yeah.
But my draft number was 220. And so I was not in the drafted group. So I was in college and then went on to medical school from there.
Well, the reason I ask is because the verbiage that you use is very military-esque in the sense where, you know, self, I'm imagining kind of a football game going on here, and self is the camera that is on, focusing on the individual player, and then the people shows the team, and then we jump up to the wired camera that shows the whole play on the field with all 22 playing, and then we get the blimp up at the community, which is where we want to talk about now. But you were saying when talking about the people, as a leader, everyone is my responsibility, and I will guide that. It's very military-esque in verbiage. As a community, in the community section of your book, as a leader, what is the responsibility to the community and perhaps the world at large around?
I think a role for healthcare and any business or educational institution is to say we have a great opportunity to serve more broadly than within our little walls. And there are many great examples of people in business or in healthcare for that matter that have done this. But to push that out and say, if we're going to really aim for something higher than just fixing a broken arm or doing a transaction, there's a great opportunity. You can get great staff engagement when you aim for something higher, like improving the health and well-being of the whole community.
Sure.
So we became the first health organization in the country to produce more renewable energy than we used, and made money on it, and improved the local economy all at the same time. So that's an outward-looking force. We're taking care of the health of the community by decreasing our pollution, but we did it in a way that improved the local economy. Same with our senior citizens. We have the highest rate of senior citizens with advanced care plans that get followed in the country, and it's because we had an outward-facing look and say, how do we interact with the faith community, with the business community, with the service clubs, and how do we serve our community? And did we do well through all this? We did very well through this. Here's one example. In a town of 55,000, the whole county is 120,000, we had 25,000 people a year apply for jobs at our place.
Wow.
Wow.
That's very impressive.
All right, give that website one more time, Jeff, for our listeners to follow you.
Yeah, is Jeff Thompson, MD, all small letters, .com.
JeffThompsonMD.com. And Jeff, thank you so much. We're grateful for your contribution to our community here on Experience Pros and for writing the book Lead True. We're very grateful for your time.
Well, thank you very much for your interest. I appreciate your thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this was great.
You bet. JeffThompsonMD.com.
You know, I think so often, or so much of today, is talking about how important the relationship is with our staff. You know, when we talk about wanting to create an amazing customer experience, it starts in-house.
Yeah.
It starts with training our staff. It starts with recognizing that they're human beings with dreams and goals and aspirations.
Sure.
Looking at where they're at in the company and finding the best fit for their skill set so that we all can thrive.
That's exactly right. And so self becomes people, becomes the more global outreach, and then to the community is solid. All right, gang, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just ahead. This is Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. Remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. Who are they? They are these people coming up right here.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLCConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. It is America's home for positive business talk, where we burn, baby burn, with all the best in business.
You know, you have every resource, every tool you probably ever needed to do what you need to do. So why aren't you doing it?
Are you talking to me or them?
Yes. Yes, right? You know, I mean, sometimes there are things outside of our control. I mean, sometimes. But most of what, you know, most of the reasons that is holding us back or why we haven't accomplished what we said we would do is because we are standing in our own way.
We have seen the enemy and they are us.
Right? And so here's some things you can do if you are in your own way to help get you out of your own way.
Yep.
And get some things done. First thing is to remember why. What's your why? What's your vision? Why are you in this in the first place?
Absolutely. Knowing why you're doing something is critical to making sure that it gets done. People hate doing things for no reason, and whether it's washing the dishes, starting a business, or filling out job applications, it needs to contribute to some larger purpose. If it doesn't, quit doing it. And I was on a phone call with somebody a couple of days ago, Angel, and the conversation said, all right, I understand what you do now. Why do you do it? Because if I'm going to partner with you, I need to buy into your why. So it's not just for you, it's also for others.
It is. And so, you know, but we kind of forget. We forget the big picture and we're just, you know, we're kind of doing the same thing over and over again, or we feel like we're in a rut and we're not seeing the results that we're looking for. So we have to remind ourselves of the bigger reason why. Here's another way that you're probably holding yourself back. You're getting in your own way is you're comparing yourself to other people.
Comparing yourself to others, right?
Comparison is the thief of joy. You don't know their story. You don't know how long it took for them to get to where they're going. Eric was just telling me a story of he had breakfast with somebody who's a pilot.
Right.
But it took him quite a few years to be able to get into the pilot seat.
The captain's chair.
Or the captain's chair, right? And you think, well, I don't know, how long does it take to get into the captain's chair? He's co-pilot, right?
Right.
And
knows how to fly the plane.
Yeah, so, I don't know, a few years. 10 years.
25 years.
25 years.
Now, the opportunity came around a couple of times, but even still, and for whatever reason, he declined it. But 25 years, and we have another friend who's also a pilot who is also looking for that captain's chair because it comes with a raise, and you're the captain.
You're the captain, right? It's your big why. That's why you do it.
That's it. But patience is a virtue, and it is one of those things when you got to stop comparing yourself to other people. You got to say, you know something, this is my course, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm getting her done.
You know, and when things come up that bug you, that just kind of crawl under your skin and you feel like, okay, I need to stop and focus on this thing. Right? You say this phrase to yourself. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. When somebody else is doing something, right, that is just getting under your skin and you want to get all up in arms over it, you know, somebody cut you off or somebody, you know, didn't say hi to you at an event or do you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
That leads in perfectly to the third point, and that is this. If you want to get things done, get out of your own way. Just focus on the important stuff. The stuff that really does matter. And if you do that, then the little things tend to find their own way. It's like the big rocks, right? Mm-hmm. Focus on the big rocks, put the big rocks in first, then the smaller ones seem to find their own.
Yeah, they find their own way. And we stay focused on what's really important. I remember watching a thing where people were interviewing and asking Oprah Winfrey questions. And they wanted to know, how do you stay so focused? And how do you, you know, not get all caught up in the drama? And she's like, I know my bigger purpose. I know what my role is. Yep. I know why I do what I do. And when you know that, it's easier to get out of your own way. All right. And then finally, help someone else. Helping someone else changes everything.
Absolutely.
For you, right?
180 degrees, shifting your perspective.
I remember watching this kid, he's like 14 years old, and he says, when nothing's going good, do good. And the whole concept was, you know, you're just feeling like you're not moving forward, you're not making progress, you're not. And so if you do something good for somebody else, help somebody else, it takes the focus off of you.
Right.
You forget that, oh, woe is me, and you were, you know, out in the garden eating worms. And you create a sense of accomplishment for somebody else, but then you get the reward of that sense of accomplishment as well. He says in this article, he says, pick up the phone and call someone for help if you are stuck in a project and can't move forward. Offer some advice, some feedback, some expertise. This is the pay it forward in the coffee line kind of thing. Buy somebody's book, you know, buy a local author's book and do something for somebody else. I've got a girlfriend who, she is so supportive of all. She has a lot of girlfriends who have home-based businesses.
Sure.
You know, everything from lipstick to washing rags and candles. And I mean, and she is always supporting
you
see her putting a Facebook post saying, I'm getting ready to put in an order with this company.
Right.
If you need anything, you want to tag along, come on. But she's always helping and doing stuff for other people. And this is one of her ways. It just keeps me grounded. Like, I've had an accomplishment, and you know, and it just feels nice when somebody else does something nice for me. And so make sure that you're helping other people.
Help other people. You know, and I'll give a little bonus one here, Angel, because I think that, you know, one of the things that I get stuck on is if it's not perfect, I get hung up. And a good thing to remember is, It's okay to be imperfect.
You know, it's so funny because I think so many of us want it to be perfect and we're focused on perfect. And it's never perfect.
Perfection doesn't exist.
It's never perfect, right? We make. Yeah. I think in looking for perfection and striving for perfection, you screw up more often than the rest of us. Everybody else, right? Because
yeah.
There's no such thing.
You have two choices, imperfect or nothing. Stop waiting to learn one more thing. Get one more opinion. Make your website just right. Just be okay with what you got.
Right.
A good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow.
Right? It doesn't matter.
Because it doesn't exist.
Don't get all frustrated. Don't get all worked up over it. It doesn't matter. In the big scheme of things, those little things aren't really the deal breakers. Stick with your big vision, your big why. And when you recognize that you're the one holding you back, seek out help. Seek out advice. Seek out, you know, do what it takes. Stop scrolling around on Facebook and get her done.
Now you're making it personal. All right, gang, that's it for today. Tomorrow, Fan Bragging Friday. We appreciate you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. And don't go anywhere, because whatever's coming up next, you're going to love that too.
The Experience Pros.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.